I will say one thing before I go to the Word, that we as a family are still very, very blessed to have my mother around. She's 88 years old, and what a great woman she has been. Great mother, great lady, you know, strong in faith. And I know she's watching by way of the internet now, so I just say, hi, Mama, love you. Amen. Because, you know, one day she won't be there. So I just took that advantage. Amen. Hallelujah. My mom used to call me many times. I might be all over the country somewhere, and I'm maybe 2 hours or 3 hours behind her, and 5 in the morning, 4:35 in the morning, I'll get a call from my mom, and, hey, Bounce, I'll just call in to talk to you. And I'm like, And, you know, I thought about it. I thought, you know, one day she won't call. Amen. That'll change your attitude quickly. Amen. We should really honor our mother and father. I'm telling you. You only have one mother, one father. You should honor them, love them, respect them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what we did as kids and growing up and into adulthood. Acts chapter 9, verse 1, says, And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether there were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now listen to this real carefully. As a man on the road to Damascus, going to go bind all those that call on the name of the Lord. But he has this, we call it a suddenly. It's what happened on the day of Pentecost. And I love suddenlies. Because let me tell you what a suddenly is. A suddenly is something that you cannot prepare for. So you're just sitting in the meeting, minding your own business, and you have a suddenly with God. Because sometimes when people try to prepare for what they call a suddenly, they're in their mind. And you can't, listen, you cannot receive from God the things of God in your mind. You have to receive what God's doing in the Spirit. And it has to come by the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? That's why I tell people, shut your mind down. Don't try to work out in your mind how God's going to touch you or what He's going to do or what He's going to say. Shut your mind down, open up your heart, and let the Holy Spirit come and do a work on the inside of you. Many times the mind of man holds people back from receiving. You know, they might say, well, what if the fire of God hits me and I run around the building? I don't want to run around in front of people. Listen. If you ran around the building, there'd be other people looking going, my God, I wish I could run too. Hello. Well, what if people call me crazy? Who cares what they call you? At least they call you something. Amen. It doesn't matter what they call you. I mean, there are people talking behind your back anyway, so give them something to talk about. Come on. Give them something to talk about. You see that crazy person running around the church? Yeah, I saw them. Man, they're just crazy. Well, listen, I'm crazy too. I'm crazy about Jesus. I'm crazy about the Word. I'm crazy about the Holy Spirit. I'm crazy about the anointing. I'm crazy about revival. I'm crazy. So I'll join you in your ranks. Amen. Doesn't matter what people think. Sometimes that holds us back because we're afraid And really, it's just a fleshly thing. We just deal with the fleshly thing. It holds us back from receiving what God has for us. Here's what God's doing. He's going around here this evening looking for a hungry heart that is crying and that is desperate, that is determined. Tonight is my night. I'm not leaving the same way I came. I am placing a demand upon the anointing. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I'm not interested or bothered about the people around about me. I'm focusing on you. I need a touch of heaven. That's who God's looking for. Now, unless we have a road to Damascus experience for you tonight, that's how you have to get into the river. I wish we could have more road to Damascus experiences. Because I have a list that's called Road to Damascus list. There's a whole bunch of people on that list. Hello. Well, don't look so worried. None of you are on the list because I don't know you. But I'm sure as I get to know you, I might put you on my list. Hello. But that's not the way God operates all the time. If it was, then my God, we'd have multiple people transformed by the power of Almighty God. But for most of us, it takes a hunger and a desperation and a determination. We have to become more desperate for God than we are for the things of the world. Hello. It doesn't matter who wins on Sunday. To be honest, it doesn't really matter who wins. It matters, am I in the right place with God? Can I have an encounter with Him? Can I press into the presence of God? Because that's what's going to take me to eternity. Not who wins a game. Or plays a thing, or does this, or does that. Oh, you listen to me. Here's a man going to Damascus to bind all those that call on the name of the Lord. And he has this encounter. He has this suddenly with God. And he falls on the ground. And the power of God's all over him. And then he says, "Who art thou, Lord?" And immediately, listen, the moment he has this encounter with God, immediately everything that is important to him is no longer important to him anymore. We sing that song, "The things of the world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." But you don't know what that song means until you get into His glory and grace. Then all of a sudden, everything around about you changes. What was important to you is no longer important anymore. What was your focus is no longer your focus anymore. The direction you were going in, you're not going in that direction anymore. You're going in another direction because that's the direction that God wants you to go in. And all of a sudden, it becomes all about Him. It's not all about us anymore, but it's all about Him. He said, "What do you want me to do?" Well, he had a plan. Go bind all those that call on the name of the Lord. Now that he's had an encounter with God Almighty, now it's, what do you want me to do? What's your plan? What's your purpose? You know, I as missionaries, we only want to go where God wants us to go. I'm very sure we could book ourselves up for the next 2-3 years. I'm sure we could do that. But you won't find a meeting stretched out with me. There's nothing booked up at all. I'm busy booking up something right now, but let me say this, it's only a few weeks away, but there's nothing, 2017, there's nothing on my calendar. You say, why do you do that? Because I don't know what God's going to do. There's a lot of ministers I know personally, evangelists that travel the nation, and they're booked for the next 3 years. They're fully booked. There are churches just like this that you cannot, the pastor cannot have, like Pastor Bob did with me, on the spur of the moment come in and then do these meetings on the spur of the moment, because that's what these meetings have been. They haven't been advertised. They've just been word of mouth between you. But it was a spur of the moment thing. I showed up to visit on Sunday morning, and I didn't know, but Sunday night I was preaching, and then Wednesday night, then Sunday night, and now Wednesday night, and now Sunday morning, Sunday night. That wasn't, none of this was planned. Are you listening to me? But if I was booked somewhere else, I couldn't be where God wants me to be. I know some large churches just like this. You can't get in on the spur of the moment because there's so many things that they've got going on, so much structure, so much planning, and everything is organized to the sense that they organize God right out the door. Hello? Now, I'm not knocking other ministers that book themselves ahead. That's fine. They can do whatever they want to do. For me, I've been into churches. Listen, I went to Minnesota to a revival center to go minister there. I was supposed to be there for 2 weeks. The guy that brought me up there, after about 2.5 weeks, he was gone. I looked for him. He's gone. I called him up. I said, hey, where are you? He says, I'm in New York. I'm like, what are you doing in New York? He said, I'm having revival up here. I said, well, you bring me to Minnesota here. I'm in this revival center, and now you're gone. And the minister that owns the revival center, he's in Australia. I said, so there's nobody here at all but me and then the people that are coming. I said, what am I supposed to do? He goes, well, just keep going until you're done. I can tell you right now, it was probably the best 2.5 years of my life. It was so much fun because I'd show up and there'd be no control. We just let the Holy Ghost come in the house, people getting set free. We did some all-night prayer meetings. We started at 11 o'clock after the Friday night meeting, and we pray from 11 o'clock till 6 in the morning. People coming out. Listen, I've never seen this before, but they come out and they pitch a tent on the side of the church, in the building, inside, right there. They're pitching tents and putting their sleeping bags down, and I'm thinking, my God, are these people going to sleep here or pray? But it was for the kids. They put the kids in there, you know. And we just walk the floor and pray and pray. And I got somebody up every 15 minutes to pray in the Spirit. And then the next one up, pray in the Spirit. We pray like that from 11 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning. Then we feed everybody breakfast. What a blessed time. Like I said, it was the best 2.5 years I've had in ages. And that's how long we stayed there. I only went there for 2 weeks and left 2.5 years later. Now, if I had booked the next 2.5 years of my ministry, I couldn't have done that. Are you listening to me? Don't worry. Hey, I probably won't be around you for 2.5 years. So don't worry. Please, relax. Shh, calm down. Oh, my God. No, just calm down. It's going to be okay, people. I promise you. But if I had booked myself up, I couldn't do what God wanted me to do. Amen. And imagine me calling up people that I booked for the next 2.5 years. You know, hey, I know I've got a meeting 2.5 years from now, but you know, I'm in a revival here in Minnesota. I need to cancel. Hello? I guarantee you not one of those people would ever have me back. I've canceled meetings as a revival before. I've had to postpone a week because we carried on another week. And I can tell you right now, those pastors wouldn't have. But I said, look, we're in the flow. We're in the river right now. God's doing something here, and I need to stay one more week. Come on now. I'm open to whatever God wants to do, because at the end of the day, it's all about Him anyway. Amen. You know, we're not supposed to be building big churches for our benefit. We're not supposed to be building big churches so we can stand and say, look, we've got the biggest church in the city. It's not about having the biggest church in the city. There were only 120 on the day of Pentecost, and look what they did. Hello. Sure, the bigger the platform, the more people we can reach, the more people we can touch, the more people can get saved. But the bottom line is, it's not about that. And that's where the church has gone to. They've gone to this building program where we're just going to build a big place. And then you look on Sunday morning and God's not even there. Hello? Why do we go to church? To be a part of a big organization? Or do we go there to fellowship with one another and fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? You know, God doesn't have a problem with big churches, but he also doesn't have a problem with small ones. Hello. It's not about the head count that's sitting in the pew. It's about the heart count. It's about the heart count. We can do so much for God with 120 on fire, full of the Holy Ghost believers, than what we can do with 5,000 deadheads. Hello. Are you with me? Imagine what we could do if this place ignited and fire just ran through the pews. With this place would be filled in a heartbeat. Hello? When you go out on the streets to go minister, you've got to have something in your hands to give. And it's the anointing. You start laying hands on people and they start getting set free, healed, delivered, pain leaving their body. I'm telling you right now, there'll be a Sunday morning coming to find you. Hello? If we don't go, who's going to go? If the church doesn't wake up and go, who's going to go? Let me tell you what, Pastor Bob, the biggest thing that has concerned me about revival and the move of the Holy Spirit is this, that God would wait for another generation to come. I'm telling you right now, because I've seen this. You can study revivals over the years. God move in a powerful way, then suddenly 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, there's just really nothing going on. The church is just going on, plodding along, and then all of a sudden God shows up and starts moving again. I do not want God to wait for another 20 or 30 years. I don't want to be walking around church like this. Praise God. Yeah, sonny boy, I remember, praise God, when I was a young man, I saw this move of God, hallelujah. No, I want to see the move of God now. And if there's enough of us that are crying out, Jesus, our Son of David, have mercy on us. God, send the fire, send the fire, send revival. Shake us. I'm telling you right now, God will hear from heaven. And he'll send the move of his Spirit upon this land. And our lives will be touched and changed. We'll see a fresh wind of the Spirit. We'll see a fresh fire going across this nation. That's what America needs. The church needs to be revived so we can see a great awakening come to the world. You know, the Lord told me one day, he said, Basil, he said, there are many people that are not even saved right now. They're not even born again. They don't even know me. But he said, they are going to have an encounter with me one of these days. And he said, I'm going to raise them up. And some of those people that are unsaved now will be the greatest soul winners and the greatest nation shakers that we ever know. I'm telling you, that's what he told me. Some of the greatest harvesters are still coming in. They're still coming into the kingdom. Come on now. Hallelujah. Are you all with me? You know, it's one thing to go to church. And it's one thing to read the Bible. But it's another thing to know the author of the Bible. Because when you know the author, then you've had an encounter with him. Hello? You know, over the years, I know, and Pastor Bob can probably verify on his life, but I know for us, for a fact, that there are people that talk for us. You know, they come sit in the meetings and they'll be there a week or two or three, and then they feel like they know us and they know my heart, and so they'll talk for us. Meantime, people, listen, unless you sat down with me and actually get to know me, it's very hard to get to know my heart, the real me. Are you listening to me? How can we talk for Jesus if we don't really know his heart? How do we talk for him if we don't really know his heart? How do we talk for him when we don't really know the word? You can look at the disciples, and I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I thank Jesus for picking the disciples he did. Because I figure if he picked these disciples that he did, then there's hope for us. Hello. A liar, a doubter, a thief. There's hope for us. Come on now. Yes, Peter, Peter saw miracles. He saw Jesus turn water into wine. The man walked on water. He saw Jesus, feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I mean, this man saw miracles. Blind eyes, deaf ears open, demons being cast out. Yet when the pressure came upon Peter, he denied Jesus 3 times. Hello? Why did he do that? Because he had not had an encounter with the Holy Spirit yet. See, before the day of Pentecost, this is how they were. After the day of Pentecost, everything changed. That tells me something about my life. I need to have a day of Pentecost. I need to have an encounter with God Almighty so that once I've had that encounter, then everything about me changes. I remember the days when I used to minister under fear and be afraid of what other people thought about me. Now I don't have any fear whatsoever. My fear is more a reverential fear for God Almighty. Because I found out before revival, people didn't like me. Then I got revived and changed and set free, and there were still people that didn't like me. Hello. But I like myself a whole lot more. I can actually live with myself now. Oh, you listen to me. And I've been saved all my life, been in the church all my life. So it doesn't matter how long you've been in Pentecost. You have to have that encounter with Pentecost. You have to have that encounter with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, let's look at this, Acts chapter 2. We have to get to Acts chapter 2 sometime. So I figured tonight would be a good time. You can't have revival without Acts chapter 2. Amen. Acts chapter 2 verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. See, we can get into one place, but can we get into one accord? That's the key. We can get into one place, but can we get into one accord? Verse 2 says, and suddenly, there's the word suddenly again, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is the coming of the Holy Spirit, folks. This is the day that the Holy Spirit came and began to dwell on the inside of man. This is the day that our bodies became the temple of the Holy Spirit. I mean, if God could have just sent the Holy Spirit in a way that we could have understood, it might have been a little better. Like maybe a knock on the door. Open the door. Hello. Yes, I'm the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, Jesus said you were going to come. Come on in, man. You come a long way? You hungry? See, we could understand that. But when you start to talk to Christians about the day of Pentecost and about the wind of the Spirit that shows up and then the fire of God that comes, and then everybody in the house gets filled, that tells me when the wind of the Spirit comes and the fire of God comes, that everybody in this house can be filled. Everybody in the house can be filled. Just get in one accord. We're 50% there. We're in one place. Just get in one accord. The Bible says everybody got filled and then they began to speak in another language. Go over with me to verse 12. It says, they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Oh, so it wasn't just the wind, and it wasn't just the fire, and it wasn't just the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and it wasn't just a heavenly language. Now, while they're on the streets, people are accusing them of being drunk. So on the day of Pentecost, all those disciples actually got drunk in the Holy Ghost. They got intoxicated. Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." They thought they had been hitting the bottle. Man, they're just a little drunk, man. They've been hitting the wine bottle. What's up with these boys? How did they know that these disciples were drunk? Because they could look at them and see they were drunk. If you see somebody walking down the street and they're walking like this, and it's, you don't think, I wonder if they're drunk. But if they're kind of staggering around, you go, oh, I think they've been drinking. So that's what they must have looked like on the day of Pentecost. They must have staggered around like drunk people. Otherwise, these people would not have looked at them and said, I think they've been drinking wine. These guys are drunk. That tells me another thing. When the glory of God comes down in the house, the fire, the wind, everybody gets filled. They're speaking a strange language. And they get drunk. Woo! Come to church and get drunk. It's on the house. You can drink as much as you want. You say, what are we drinking? The new wine of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, Jesus. I feel like that wine is kicking in right about now. Woo, glory to God. I feel like that wine is about to kick in on some of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, I feel it myself. I feel it myself. I might just drink with right along with you. No, I don't know, man. My Jesus. Amen. Other people say, well, you shouldn't talk about drinking in church. It's in the Bible. And it's on the day of Pentecost. Outside of the birth of Jesus and His death and resurrection, listen, this coming of the Holy Spirit is a very, very important day in the history of us as believers. Very important day. And if God chose to send the Holy Spirit like a mighty rushing wind, like fire, an infilling, a language, and then drunkenness, I'll take it. Sounds a whole lot better than religion. Hello. Sounds a whole lot better than tradition. Sounds a whole lot better than me walking around with something and sprinkling holy water on you. Sounds a whole lot better than that. Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I'm telling you now. Some of you better get ready. Some of you better get ready. Some of you already gone. Verse 14, Peter said, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose. These are not drunken as you suppose, seeing that it's but the third hour of the day. This is early, people. Hello. 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, it'll come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That's what God did on the day of Pentecost. He poured out of his spirit upon those 120 disciples that were in one place in one accord. waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. He poured out of His Spirit. What is God doing today? God is pouring out of His Spirit upon everybody that's hungry, that's thirsty, that's desperate, that's determined. We go to church like this, and there'll be some people that'll be touched in an amazing way by the Holy Ghost. Others will come and look and watch and see and leave just the way they came. What, is God a respecter of persons? Is He only going to touch certain people? No, He's not a respecter of persons. He touch everybody. He touch everyone. Just some people are more hungrier than others. For me, I knew I had to have a touch of heaven. I've grown up in church all my life, but for me, I knew I had to have a touch of heaven. I had to have something in my hands to give. We'd committed to my brother's ministry for the year of 93. And let me tell you what, June, July, August of that year, I had 60 business cards from 60 different ministers around the country asking me to come have revival in their church. Please, can you come now and have revival? I said, no. They said, why? I said, because I'm committed to this ministry for a year. So 94, I can come, but I can't come before that. Because I'd made a commitment. Hello? And by the time we hit 94, God opened the doors and we went and never looked back. But I knew that year of 93, there was a preparation that God was doing on the inside of me. So when I go and hit the road, I'm carrying something with me. I'm carrying the anointing. I'm carrying the power. I'm carrying the glory of God that's resting upon us. So everywhere we go, we can see the move of God. We can see revival. We can see the anointing beginning to touch and set people free. Listen, let's be honest. Let's be honest here tonight. Not that we've been lying to this point, but let's be honest. And Charlie, that's such a stupid saying, and I don't even know why I say it. Because I go, well, let me be honest with you. Were you lying? No, I wasn't. But really, come on. We've not really said anything that's funny in the house. Really, there's nothing's funny in here. I've not been up here cracking jokes and making funny stuff. Hello? But yet there are people that are getting joy and getting touched. And why? Because they got too close to the river. And they're slipping in. Some came here, they were already in the river, so there was no hope for them. But others were here tonight, sitting on the bank, and they got a little close, and they stuck their big toe in the river, and now they're slipping in. That's what's happening. That's just what's going on. Hello? But I can tell you right now, if we weren't revived and our lives weren't changed and set free, I wouldn't be carrying this anointing with me. I wouldn't be carrying it. I don't know what I'd be carrying. Hello. Maybe my suitcases to the airport to go catch another plane somewhere. So really, I'm not responsible for what God does in the meeting. It's all about Him. I welcome the Holy Spirit. Come do whatever you want to do. I say whenever you want to do it. I was in a camp meeting one year, and I made a statement, a silly statement, but I made a statement, and I said to the people, I said, look, this is my meeting. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And listen, when I said that, the Holy Spirit hit me so hard. I mean, the glory of God hit me so hard. I spun around like this, and I looked back at the people, and the whole front row that was filled with pastors, they all were hit by the Holy Ghost. They were all lying over on one another on the floor. I mean, the glory of God came down like that, boom, on me. And God said this to me. He said, this is not your meeting. This is mine. And I raised my hand and said, yes, Lord. What do you want me to do? It's not my plan, it's your plan. And I immediately told the people, sorry, folks, I made a mistake. This is, I wanted to get that out quickly because I thought if he come do it again, he might kill me. I said, no, people, sorry, this is not my meeting. Sorry, this is not my meeting. This is God's meeting. He does whatever he wants to do. I learned a lesson very early in the ministry. So now I attribute everything to him. Somebody jumps and runs around, there's got to be God. Somebody says, oh, I feel the fire. Got to be God. I'm not responsible for anything that goes on in the house. I'm not worried about the joy. I'm not worried about the joy at all. Listen, you'll not have a deacon come and tell you to keep quiet. I promise you. Usher not going to come and take you to the foyer in the church. I guarantee you that. If anybody tells you to come keep quiet or takes you out of the foyer, just raise your hand, tell me, and I'll come join you. See, what's happening here, for those that don't know, is it's called joy. It's called joy. Joy of the Lord. That's what it is. People are exhibiting a fruit of the Spirit. People say, well, I don't know about that joy, brother. It could be the devil. No. No, it's not the devil. Listen, if the truth were known, the devil is not even in the building. I'm telling you, he's not even in here. He left when we started doing praise and worship. If he was here, he's gone. And if it was the devil, why would he want to make you happy? Wouldn't he want to make you sad? Wouldn't he want to get you depressed? Hello. The Bible says the devil's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. Doesn't say anything about bringing joy. It's a joy unspeakable. It's a joy that you cannot contain. It's something that you cannot hold back on. It's an all-consuming joy. In actual fact, it's medication. Bible says laughter is like a medicine. You can get healed right now just because you got joy. You can get healed in your body just because of joy. Some of you should just try it. Just try it. It takes less muscles to smile than what it does to frown. Give your face a rest. Smile a while. Give your face a rest. That'd make a good bumper sticker, wouldn't it? And you say, well, I've got nothing to smile about. I've got nothing to laugh about. I've got nothing to rejoice about. Your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. I mean, just determine in your heart, I'm not leaving the same way I came. I'm going to leave happy tonight. You know, listen to this carefully. Joy doesn't change the circumstance. But joy changes you so that you deal with the circumstance differently. That's what joy does. Amen. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A ha ha ho ho he heart doeth good like a medicine. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost here right now. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost here right now. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost here right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Some of you are going to become carriers of revival. Some of you are going to become carriers of the glory and the anointing and the presence and the power of God Almighty. All it takes is a hunger. All it takes is for you to say, here I am, Lord. Change me. Use me. Fill me. Saturate me. I don't want to be the same. Deeper depths and higher heights of the anointing God will take you into if only you allow Him to. If only you press in for that. Hallelujah. God has so much more in store for His children. We're not going to limit God to whatever. Hallelujah. More of you, Lord. None of me. More of you, Jesus. None of me. More of you, Lord. None of me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The same Holy Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. Is the same Holy Spirit that is here tonight. The same anointing, the same power that was there on the day of Pentecost is here in this place tonight. Same fire. The fire of God has not diminished over the years. It touches the hungry, it touches the thirsty, it touches the desperate. I'd lay everything on the altar and say, God, have your way. God, have your way. Do whatever you want to do. I lay everything on the altar, Lord. God, have your way. Do whatever you want to do. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. Hallelujah. Same Holy Spirit. Same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, God's moving by His Spirit all over this place. Lives are being touched and changed all over this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just allow the Spirit of God to saturate you. You're in His presence. You're in the river. You're in the anointing. Just let Him fill you. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill you. Let Him fill you. Hallelujah. Come here, dear lady. Come here quickly. Oh, you, come here. Come stand right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, I thank you for the touch of heaven. Yeah, power of God's all over you. Power of God's all over you. Been over you for a little while already. Jesus. There it is. 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 That's it there. That's it there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nothing to worry about. Don't look so worried. Smile. It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's what God's doing. It's good. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here, dear lady. Come here quickly. Come here, young man. Come right over here. These are not drunk as you suppose. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, there it is. There it is. Jesus. That's it there. That's it there. That's it there. Come here, stand up. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, arrest him, Jesus. Arrest him, Lord. Come here, sir. Yeah, you're looking out the door there. Come here quickly. Come right over here. Come here, dear lady. In the purple. Come here quickly. Come right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, let the fire of God get all over him, Jesus. That's it there. Let it bubble out your belly. Come right over here, dear lady. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, filled with the glory of God. Saturated. Come here, dear lady, quickly. Come right over here. Come here, dear lady. Clapping your hands. Come here quickly. Yeah, you were the one clapping your hands. Come right over here. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. These are not drunk as you suppose. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands to heaven. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. I feel that.
I feel that. There it is. There it is. Touch her, Lord. Fill her, Jesus. Come here, dear lady, the next lady over. In the same row, come here. Quickly, come here. Right over here. Careful, it's a little rough up here. Lift your hands to heaven. There it is. Yeah. Fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Jesus' mighty name. Get a Lord. Fill up, Jesus. Come here, dear lady. Front row, quickly. Right over here. Got a spot for you right over here. Watch her. Careful, it gets a little heavy up here. Lift your hands to heaven. Jesus, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Jesus' mighty name. Get her, Lord. Get her, Jesus. Get her, Jesus. These are not drunk as you suppose. They just filled with the Holy Ghost. These are not drunk as you suppose. Come here, sir. Sir. Wave your hand at me if you're a sir over here in these rows. All right, sir, you come, and the sir right behind you, you come. And then both ladies sitting right next door, you come. How about that? Right over here, sir. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Jesus' mighty name. Bring him over here. Bring him over here. Watch him now. These are not drunk as you suppose. Lift your hands, sir. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Come here, dear lady. But all three of you, come here quickly. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Yeah, there it is. That's the glory falling right now. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. That's it there. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now. Get them all drunk, Lord. Get them all filled. Get them all saturated. Get them all saturated. Come here, dear lady. Dear lady. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
The gentleman looking back there, you too, sir, come over here. Bring your wife with you. She looks pretty drunk already, but bring her anyway. Come right over here. Right over here. Careful now. Gets a little heavy up here. Careful. Lift your hands to heaven. Okay. Don't worry. Leave them there. They're good. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Jesus. There it is. There it is. There it is. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Sister Happy Clappy, come over here quickly. Right over here. You come join us, sir. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. That's how I feel too, but I'm just not saying it. Come here, sir. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. There it is. 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Healing power of Jesus. The anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. Sets the captive free. 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 Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. My, I felt that in my mind. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That gentleman over there, right there, he's got his suit jacket on. Bring him here. Come here, sir. You've been drinking for a little while now. I've been watching you in the meeting. Come here. Come out over here. Be careful now as you come. Where are you from?
Here.
Yeah. All right. That's very deep.
Not this church, but
around the area, Fort Worth. Lord, may the fresh fire fall upon my dear brother from here. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Come here, sir. Raise your hand. Is that your wife right next door to you? Bring her with you. Come over here. Stand right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Oh, there it is. That's it there. 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 Fire! One down, Lord, one to go. See, they're never going to be the same. These people are never going to be the same. They're having an encounter with God. That's what they're having. They're never going to be the same. Never going to be the same. Tonight's their night. Tonight's your night. Come here, dear lady, quickly. Second row. Yeah, me. Come here quickly. Come stand right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Yeah, there it is. That's the power of God all over you. Jesus. Touch your Lord. Get a drunk in the spirit. Filled with your glory. Come here, lady at the back there. Come here quickly. Right over here. Careful as you come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those on the floor, have another drink. Those trying to get off the floor, have another drink. Jesus' mighty name. I said, have another drink. I said, have another drink. Fill him up, Lord. He's trying to get away, Jesus. He's trying to get away, Lord. He's trying to get away, Jesus. Charlie, come here quickly. Right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name. Get him drunk, Lord. Get him drunk. Get him drunk, Jesus. Drunk. I say drunk. 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 Drunk, I say. Drunk, I say. Drunk, I say. I say drunk in the Holy Ghost. I say drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come here, both of you ladies. Come over here quickly. Both of you quickly come over here. Lift your hands to heaven when you get out here. Be careful now. People tend to get drunk when they come. Right there, right there. You good there, right there. Perfect. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. Touch her, Jesus. Fill her up, Lord. Come here, dear lady. Yes, you. Step right out there in the aisle. Lift your hands to heaven. Get her, Lord. Fill her, Jesus. Filled. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Saturated. Saturated with the presence. Lady, right behind that lady. Quickly, put her out there in the aisle. Right there, yeah. Put her right there in the aisle. Come here, dear lady, quickly. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, lady. Touch of Jesus. Lady in the back row of this section over here. Yes, you. Step out in the aisle quickly. Lift your hands to heaven. Be careful. Be careful. Filled. There it is, in Jesus' name. Fill her up, Lord. Fill her up, Jesus. Both of you, come here quickly. Both of you, come here. Have another dose. It's on the house. It's free. It's free. Sorry to bring you all the way over here. Right over here, both of you. Lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Jesus. There it is. 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 Jesus. Filled with the glory. That's it there. That's it there. That's it there. Filled with the glory. 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 Let me help you, sir. Have another dose. It's on the house. Let me help you, ma'am. Have another drink. It's on the house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here quickly. Bring your wife out here quickly. Right over here. I'm going to pray for everybody in a moment. We'll line up everybody. Anybody that wants prayer, we're going to pray. There it is. The glory. See, listen, God wants to move on the people. He wants to touch people. He wants to touch every one of you here tonight. Why? Because He wants to change you on the inside out and then fill you with His glory, His power, and His presence, and then raise you up. Don't you want to be used of God in these last days? Amen. There's a world that's dying and going to hell right now. God could raise every one of us up in the house. Imagine the revival that could break out of Fort Worth and Dallas area just through these meetings. Because you get on fire for God and you carry the fire of God everywhere you go. Imagine getting out there and igniting fires of revival all over the place. That's really what's happening. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's do this right now because we're running out of time. So let's do this. Everybody that wants prayer this evening, I just want you to stand to your feet. If you want prayer this evening, just stand to your feet. Now, don't forget, Sunday morning will be a Sunday morning service, will be a Sunday night. I'm expecting Sunday to be a Holy Ghost day. We're going to press in Sunday morning. Bring the lost in here. Sunday morning and Sunday night, bring the lost in. Bring those that need a miracle in their body. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, sets the captive free. Bring depressed people. Bring them. I sometimes line up lines of depressed people and pray and the joy touch them all. Amen. So let's get ready Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday night, get on the phones, call people. Hallelujah. I'm going to let the ushers go ahead and line up people. I'm not sure how we're going to do that. Find a piece of carpet down front. If there's room, you can find a spot down. Otherwise, just follow my dear brother on that side of the church there. He'll line you up around the back, around the side. Other ushers, if you can help me quickly, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. About us. Place a demand on the anointing. The laying on of hands is just a point of contact. That's what it is. Say tonight when hands are laid upon me, I'm expecting the anointing, the presence, the power, and the glory of God to saturate me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I believe that's exactly what will happen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, let a fresh fire fall. There it is. Fresh fire, Jesus. For my brother. For his ministry, Lord. A fresh fire, Jesus. 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 A fresh fire, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Take it. Take it. It's yours. Take it. It's yours. Receive it. It's yours. Receive it. It's yours. Jesus' mighty name. 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 That's a there. That's a there. That's a there. Fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Take it, baby. It's yours. Take it. It's yours. Take it. It's yours. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. That's a there. Fire on the Holy Ghost. Fire 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 the Holy Ghost.